Chapter 4. Job Jokes.
31. Listen to this joke and tell me what you think. Nowadays, many employees like to complain about their idiot boss. What they don't realize is that if the stupid boss were a little smarter, they'd lose their jobs.
32. Let me tell you a joke that I heard. A patient said, "Doc, during my operation, I heard you use a four-letter word that scared me very much." The surgeon replied, "What word was that?" "I heard you say, 'Oops,'" the patient answered.
33. I heard a joke the other day. Let me tell it to you. It goes like this. An angry customer in a restaurant said this to a waiter, "What's the meaning of this cockroach in my soup?" He replied, "Sir, I'm a waiter, not a fortune teller."
34. Hey, I heard this joke. I think you'll like it. Here's how it goes. An interviewer asks an applicant, "Your application says you left your last job because of sickness. Could you explain that, please?" The candidate replied, "Sure. My boss got sick and tired of me."
35. I have a joke for you. I heard it the other day. It goes like this. A doctor examined his patient and said, "You should live to be 90. The patient sobbed, "Doctor, I am 90. The doc replied, "See, I was right."
36. Hey, I have a joke for you. Listen to this. Tom told his friend, "My brother has a job with 10,000 people under him." His friend replied, "Wow, he must be the CEO of a corporation." Tom said, "No, he cuts the grass in a cemetery."
37. Feel like a joke? Want to hear a joke? I have a good one for you. You have to hear it. A lawyer was an eyewitness to a three-car crash. He rushed over and gave each driver his business card. He said, "I saw everything, and I'll take any side."
38. I got a joke for you. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if it's funny or not. The Easter Bunny, an honest lawyer, Santa Claus, and a drunk find a $50 bill together. Can you guess who gets to keep it? Of course it's the drunk, because the other three don't exist.
39. Listen to this joke. I heard it from a friend. I think it's pretty funny. An employee said to his boss, "I've been here for 6 years doing two men's work for one man's pay. Now I want a raise." The employer replied, "Well, I can't give you a raise, but if you'll tell me who the other man is, I'll fire him."
40. How about a joke? One day, a boss arrived early at work and found his assistant kissing his secretary. He yelled, "Is this what I pay you for?" The assistant answered, "No, sir. This I do free of charge."
41. Want to hear a joke? An interviewer told an applicant, "We need a responsible person." The applicant replied, "That describes me exactly." He added, "My previous boss said I was responsible for everything that went wrong."
42. Want to hear a good joke? A CEO standing in front of a paper shredder asked a young executive for help. He said, "This is a very sensitive and important document. Can you make this thing work? Certainly, said the young man. He turned the machine on, pressed the button, and the paper went inside. The CEO said, Excellent, excellent. I just need one copy.
43. Are you up for a joke? 10 men applied for a job as an industrial spy. The interviewer gave each man a sealed envelope. They were ordered to deliver it to the fifth floor. One man secretly disobeyed and opened his envelope. It read, You're the right person for this job. Report to the personnel department immediately.
44. Are you in the mood for a joke? A businessman got on an elevator with a businesswoman. She smiled at him and said, TGIF. He smiled back and said, SHIT. The woman was surprised and puzzled. She said, TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. Get it? The man answered, Sorry, honey. It's Thursday.
45. Can I tell you a joke? There were three engineers riding along in a car. They were an electrical engineer, a mechanical engineer, and a computer engineer. Suddenly, the car broke down. The electrical engineer said, Maybe it's a dead battery. The mechanical engineer said, Maybe the fan belt broke. The computer engineer said, Let's close all the windows, open them again, and see if that fixes it.